Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
400 years ago, Heraclitus, a Greek philosopher, said, "There is nothing permanent except change." And Benjamin Franklin, the American statesman, scientist, and inventor, said this, "There are two things you can be sure of, death and taxes."
Yes, change is happening with a frightening rapidity. The city of Sydney, where we live, is changing, and sometimes those changes are not always good.
Today, climate change is the buzzword. We hear of weather patterns changing. Are they really changing? Scientists are divided on this issue, but no matter what scientists are saying, the Bible, the Holy Word of God, also talks about a climate change.
Revelation, the last book in the Bible, talks of a coming time called the Great Tribulation, when the whole earth will be subject to the rise and rule of a ruthless dictator called in the Scriptures the Antichrist, a world dictator.
During this ruthless reign, the last book in the Bible has these words, and I quote, "And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who had power over these plagues. And they, that is, humanity, did not repent or amend their ways." That quote comes from Revelation 16 and verses 8 and 9.
So let's not speculate about weather patterns, but take notice of what God says in His holy word and be guided by it alone. All sorts of changes are taking place in our world today.
Okay, so what sort of people should we be if Christ is about to return? The signs of the times are signalling what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation, a fearful time for earth dwellers, a time when a great political ruler will arise on the world stage. Already our world realises we need change.
It's a paramount change that will take place just prior to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to rule and reign over the earth, according to the Scriptures, and that time is fast approaching. Even now, the world is virtually saying, we need a real leader.
But before that time comes, we need to get right with God for ourselves. When Jesus, the Son of God, was here on earth, he said, and I quote, "I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." Why is it then that we don't rush to his banner and accept him as our Lord and Saviour?
I think it's because of two things. Primarily, we're afraid of what it may cost. Although coming to Christ means our eternal salvation, we're afraid of what we may have to leave or give away. That's why many will not come to Christ. But how can you compare a temporary life here with everlasting life with Christ in eternity? There is no comparison.
On the cross, Jesus Christ died so that we could have eternal life. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are heavily laden with sin, and I will give you rest." That rest is a life with Christ in heaven for eternity. Come to him today. Invite him into your heart and life as Lord and Saviour.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank 2170.